Walk along Old Town Main Street in the historic mining town of Park City and you'll see badges being worn and signs posted reminding festival goers to conduct themselves in ways that are respectful.
Right now at this time, it's a bit of a ground zero for the beginning of conversations that I think are only going to be starting here.
Director of the festival, John Cooper, is referring to ongoing reports of sexual misconduct within the industry that has led to changes in that organization's code of conduct.
We have had a code of conduct for our staff and volunteers, but it had to go bigger this year. If we say we're forming a community, we have to bring everybody in on this.
Cooper, along with President and Film Festival founder Robert Redford, told an audience during an opening day press conference Thursday that the organization has set up a policy to prevent harassment, discrimination, sexism, or threatening behavior during a festival designed to celebrate bold, creative, and distinctive voices. The Me Too and Time's Up movements are bringing about an awareness related to sexual misconduct in Hollywood, says Redford, in a way that he hopes will ultimately benefit women in the filmmaking industry.
What it's doing is it's bringing forth more opportunity for women and more opportunity for women in film to have their own voices heard and do their own projects. I'm pretty excited by that. It's kind of a tipping point because it's changing the order of things so that women are going to have a stronger voice.
Sundance Institute Executive Director Carrie Putnam and her staff are working with Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes and his staff. Together, they have created a hotline where festival attendees can report incidents of harassment.
I think it's about the underlying systems of power, and especially in the media industry. What this has meant for us, I think, is looking at what are those structures, what are those assumptions that we make in terms of what we value, who gets financing, who gets distribution, who gets to tell the stories, and what stories we tell.
Between now and January 28th, the Institute is sponsoring panel discussions featuring female filmmakers and, of course, a number of films showing at theaters in Park City, Salt Lake, Ogden, and Provo were directed and written by women and include strong female characters and themes. During the press conference, all three gave examples of ways the Institute is working with female filmmakers to provide training, funding, and support for women interested in making a living making films. Reporting for Utah Public Radio from the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.